You're listening to a message delivered at the Fountains, a United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Our passage today is from Philippians. You'll find it on the screen. This is one of the letters that Paul actually wrote, and it's to a community that he started, and he probably got the word that they needed some encouragement on how to get along with one another and how they were to exist in the world. So this particular passage is so good. This is like life theme passage material right here. So check out these encouraging words from Paul to the people in Philippi.
If therefore there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection or compassion, make it my joy. Complete and being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, and let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
The SSP trip, I was put in a group where we were in neighborhood beautification, I guess you could call it. We were putting flower boxes in the front yard, essentially, of a transitional home. And so you were basically put with seven or so other people that you didn't know, but then at the end of the week, you knew them fairly well, and they were basically your friends. But something that was kind of funny, I guess, that happened about midway through the week was, since we had to dig holes to put the flower boxes in the ground, we were in a group of people from Oregon, California, and Arizona. So I was working on digging the hole, and I remarked at how soft the dirt was, because in Arizona it's really hard. People in California are looking at us like, this is normal dirt. And then the people from Oregon were going, "This dirt's the hardest stuff we've ever felt. What are you talking about?" But yeah, it was a nice experience.
Hi. Don't worry, I won't be that long. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a gaggle of youth. Brave were they who traveled the land far and wide. Hours upon hours and miles it took before they reached their checkpoint. It was a wondrous land called Los Angeles, California, where buildings touched the heavens and the city never slept. The troop of youth didn't travel independent of a leader, however. No, they were led by three great adults, the Davids and Dee Dee. Their mission: to stay in this new land for a week, just loving and just serving. Wielding nothing but hammers, wood, paint, and power washers, they dove into the community head on. Armed with the love of God and powers of friendship, they trekked back home, bringing the lessons they learned and a new appreciation for what they had. However, the journey didn't end here. It still lives on. While we were in LA, we had a field trip day, which was Wednesday, and on Wednesday we got to leave, you know, our work sites, and we got to leave the area where we were sleeping, and we kind of went throughout LA, and the first place we went was the alley. Well, they called it the alley, and it was really, really, really dirty, and in the video it was the graffitied wall and us like picking up toilets and, you know, throwing away couches and all that good stuff. And while we were there, there was this one man who owned a store in front of the alley, and it was just like a little grocery store. It had stuff, you know, just everyday stuff. And he came out, and he's all like, "Oh, I love what you're doing, you know, like, thank you so much. I appreciate this so much." And he's all like, "Is there anything that you guys need? Can I offer anything?" And we were like, no, it's okay. We're just doing this for the community. We're just serving. We want to help. And so then he came out, like, a few minutes later, and he brought gallons of fresh water, and it was cold, and it was icy, and it was so good. And he's all like, here, take and drink, and, you know, be refreshed, like, take a break from doing this. And that was really amazing. And it's kind of like in the passage, because it showed humility, and it showed that he was, like, looking out for strangers, for people, and it provided that something we needed, and we were giving him something that he needed, which was a clean alley. And then later down the alley, I wasn't there, but there was a man who came out, and he's all like, oh, this is so cool, like, having people come help and come clean. And so he, like, brought out tools, and he started helping, and, you know, he was helping clean and throwing things away and making conversation. And that's really cool because it showed fellowship, and it showed that we were united and working for a common goal. And so both of these stories show selflessness and having the same state of mind, which is helping one another, helping and being a part of something greater. And so they were really empty of conceit, like in the passage. And yeah. And then there was appreciation, there you go, in both stories, consolation of love. Both men came out and expressed their gratification by offering what they could, sustenance and service. In doing that, they showed love for not only their community, but love for what they were accomplishing. And that was our mission.
Going to the SSP trip, it kind of just let me meet a lot of people and kind of realize how, just, you know, deep down how kind of cool everybody is to each other. Because I'm not, like, I'm going to be honest, I'm not the most generous person, and I don't go out of my way that much. But going to Los Angeles and meeting all these other youth that were willing to come together and, you know, put their efforts in and then, you know, help out this community in need was kind of an eye-opening experience for me, just because I realized, you know, like, these are kids that are just like me, and, you know, they're willing to take the time and put the effort in to make something better because they have this idea in their head that, you know, we can change. So that's what I learned when I was there.
All right, I know I'm not a youth, but I wanted to tag on to what the kids said, because I had the privilege of accompanying 9 youth and corralling 2 Davids for the week that we were in Los Angeles. And I want to tell you, this was one of the most life-changing experiences for me, and I saw youth's lives change as well. You can be really, really proud of this generation of kids. There are people out there who care, who are in ministry, who are serving. And those of you who are worried about, you know, where things are going, I see the future as being very bright with loving, caring, serving young people. And so I just felt so privileged and ministered to along with the kids. One of the things I wanted to tell you about was Homeboy Industries, which was one of the things that we did the day that we got to visit the different places in the community. And this is a group that is actually taking kids off the street, gang members, and helping them start new lives. And that was just an amazing ministry to me, helping those kids get jobs, and just an amazing, amazing time. Connor and Emily were in my group, and one of the neat things we did at the very end of the week was each person got to go around, and you were kind of on the spot for a few minutes, and each person had to say something, well, that was supposed to be nice, about you. And by the end of the circle, by the time, you had 7 or 8 people giving you a wonderful positive attribute. It just made you feel so puffed up and good. And I just want to let you know that as a church, as you have supported these youth, you have really made some wonderful things happen in their lives, not only for our youth, but for the people in Los Angeles that we serve. So I thank you for that.
I want to springboard off of that. The group I was working with was called SC Mattress because we were working in South Central LA. We were working along and we were on a busy street there, and some guy came up and asked me, "So, I mean, what kind of misdemeanors did these kids do to have to be doing this community service? You know, they're scraping walls and they're painting and everything." And it's like, no, they're not doing community service. They actually paid to come and be here. Their church supported them to come and do this. And the person was just flabbergasted, could not believe that this was going on. But, you know, to continue on with what Dee Dee said, I mean, it was an amazing experience, life-changing for all of us. I am so looking forward to my own son going on this with me. And we're going to go again this July. So we want to make sure that you know you'll have the opportunity to support this group again. We're going to take more this time. And we still need a woman counselor. I'm just going to put that out there right now. So if the Spirit is working on one of you, we need someone to go along with us of the female persuasion. And just let me say that when I got back, at least one of the parents came up to me and said, "Wow, the kid that I dropped off a week ago is not the same kid that I picked up this last week." It's a great program, and I'm so privileged to be a pastor here with these great kids and all of you. I'd like to invite all the kids that were on the work team and Dee Dee to come up, all the kids that were actually on the work team. One of the things that we discovered is once we got our team shirts together that LA to AZ sounded like a pretty good idea until we actually read it, and it spells lazy. There are no lazy people here. These kids are just amazing. And just to close, do you think we can do the cheer? You ready? Are you ready? Because every year they have a cheer. Are you ready? Can we do it? Here we go. SSP, do the LA shake. Rawr! Let's hear it for these guys. Thank you, thank you.
Thanks for listening to this week's Applying It to Life from the Fountains. For more information on our faith community or to support this outreach with a donation, be sure to visit us online at www.reachtouchteach.com.